We have got 3 weeks left in the Big 12 basketball race, and it feels to me like things basically got wrapped up on Saturday. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12 Conference, and we are glad that you are here as a part of the show. Thanks so much. And let us know where you're watching from as we get the show started. That way, I can shout out the towns. I love doing that, and I love finding out what parts of the Heartland, heck, what parts of the country you guys are watching from. So welcome in. Glad you're a part of it. And listen, this has been a theme for me for a while where I'm surprised at the lack of depth that we have in the Big 12 this season. We had more in football than we have in basketball. I didn't think that we'd be sitting here with 3 weeks left in the regular season and talking about how, you know, there doesn't feel to be a lot of juice in the Big 12 basketball race. I mean, we're sitting here right now. We're 1, 2, 3, 4 Saturdays, 4 Sundays away from Selection Sunday. So we've got 3 weeks left in the regular season. And it feels like it is Houston's at this point after they took care of Arizona on Saturday. A very hard-fought road win, 62-58. Houston now has a 2-game lead in the Big 12. They're 13-1. They're 2 games up in Arizona. They're 2 games up on Texas Tech. Now, had Arizona won that game, obviously it's a different ball game, but Arizona has now lost 2 games in a row. They lost to Kansas State during the week, and then, of course, they lost on Saturday against Houston. 2 tough games, but still, I mean, this is now a Houston team that is very much in the driver's seat with 6 games left in conference play. Remember, there are 20 Big 12 conference games this year. That's got to end, all right? That's got to end. They've got to go back to 18 and give these teams a break. My fear right now for Houston or any other Big 12 team is they are going to be fried come March Madness. With the 20 conference games, the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, I have major concerns as to how that's going to go, but I'll save that for another day. You look at where things stand right now, and you say, how or why would you bet against Houston at this point to take the Big 12 regular season title up 2 with 6 left? I mean, you think about Houston's schedule. Their one conference loss is to Texas Tech. Now, they still have to go to Lubbock next week. That'll be a big Monday game a week from this coming Monday. Monday, February 24th. That is, frankly, the biggest game and maybe the only massive game left in the Big 12 with 3 weeks left. And that's not good for the Big 12, right? I mean, that's like not ideal for this conference to be sitting here right now and saying this thing's basically locked up. You compare it to the SEC, Auburn beat Alabama. They've got a 1-game lead. Florida's 2 games back of them. A&M is 2 games back of them. But they've got 4 teams within 2 games right now, with 1 team 1 game back. You look at the rest of the major conferences right now, and in the Big Ten, you've got 5 teams within 2 games at the top of the standings. Michigan, Michigan State, Purdue, Wisconsin, UCLA. So you go around the league, you go around the country, and that's what you've got. 3 teams within a game and a half in the ACC. Duke, Clemson, Louisville. So, you know, right there, look at the Big East. St. John's has a 1-game lead on Creighton, 2 games ahead of Marquette. The Big 12, there's nobody within 2 games of Houston with 6 games to play. That's going to be very difficult to overcome. And it means right now, the Big 12 has the least amount of juice down the home stretch of the regular season when it comes to, you know, having some oomph, having some gumption, having some excitement in the conference race. That's non-existent right now in the Big 12. Now, if you look at Houston's schedule, I suppose they could trip up at Arizona State this week and surprise everybody, but let's be honest. I know it's a long road trip. Do you really think Arizona State, which is, there's a lot of things you can say about a lot of teams in the Big 12. Arizona State is playing some of the worst basketball in the Big 12. Do you really think that Houston's going to go there and lay an egg? I mean, my goodness, Arizona State has lost 5 games in a row, and most of them haven't been all that close. So I don't feel good about that happening if you want to see Houston come back to the pack. And then they got these two games, Iowa State at home next Saturday, followed up by Texas Tech on Big Monday. That right there will likely decide the Big 12. Now, Iowa State's looking better since they got healthy. Curtis Jones back to the bench. He had a great game on Saturday in their win against Cincinnati. So you're seeing Iowa State figure things out after that three-game losing streak a few weeks ago. But the game's at Houston. I mean, you know, if you're going to take out Houston, I don't like your odds of doing it at home. Although, I will say that's where Texas Tech did it in the one loss this year in conference play for the Cougars. But still, that's a very tall task to ask of anybody right now in the Big 12. Now, as Chase is saying on the YouTube channel, basketball conference titles don't really matter. Postseason success is all anybody remembers. I totally agree with you there, Chase. I mean, listen, the reality is if Houston wins the Big 12 and then flames out in the NCAA tournament, Houston fans aren't going to care. But down the stretch of the regular season, the common theme is what? The Big 12 has not gotten a lot of attention this year. ESPN is just slobber knocking the heck out of the SEC. They were there for game day on Saturday, Alabama, Auburn. And did you see how weak that crowd was for game day on Saturday morning? Place was empty. I'm watching the game, or I'm watching game day. I mean, it was an embarrassment to college game day. That's how, I mean, it was pathetic what was put on display on Saturday on college game day. That would never happen on a Big 12 campus, especially if your team's top two in the country. My gosh. But this, unfortunately, I am fearful, gives ESPN another reason to basically ignore the Big 12 the next 3 weeks. That's my fear here. Now, if you're just joining us, please hit that thumbs up on the YouTube video. We really appreciate you doing that. And make sure that you are subscribed. That would help us out tremendously. Most of you probably are, but some of you may not realize you're not subscribed. That way you don't miss great shows like Andy Staples, who was on last week from On3 Sports. Go back and watch that when you're done here. And if you would leave a 5-star rating and review on the podcast, that would be amazing. We would so appreciate that. It helps us a lot more than you realize. And as always, grateful for our radio affiliates. So that's why I'm having this conversation with you. I mean, look at Saturday, right? Okay, we had one game get some primetime action. Not primetime, but primetime TV. You had Arizona and Houston on ESPN. But a great game that got buried on ESPN+. K-State, BYU. If we're going to say that conference titles don't matter in college basketball, no one cares, I agree for the most part. Like, generally speaking, I do agree because the postseason is what people remember. But then if we're fighting to get into the postseason, if we're fighting for the bubble, there was no bigger bubble matchup in all of college basketball on Saturday than K-State at BYU. BYU may be the most underrated college basketball environment in the country. I had no idea what they had until they joined the Big 12. K-State was playing up until Saturday like a top five team in the nation the last couple of weeks. Winners of 6 in a row. BYU was in that first four in. K-State was in that next four out. I mean, this was the ultimate bubble matchup. It was, you know, a national brand in BYU, a great scene in Provo. K-State is a very good college basketball brand. They're playing the best basketball in the country, and that game is put on ESPN+. And meantime, I'm flipping around ESPN and all the channels, and it's like Mississippi State, Vanderbilt. I'm like, this is insane. I'm not going to beat that dead horse right now, but I'm just proving the point that if the Big 12 isn't going to get the attention it should get because the conference race is over, then the bubble games should be very compelling. And there was no more compelling bubble game in the nation on Saturday than K-State BYU. And look what happened to it. It got treated like dog crap. So that's where there's a problem right now and a complete disconnect. I saw the Big 12 posted on X. I think it was on Thursday. Maybe it was Friday. They had a picture of the Big 12 headquarters up in Bristol, Connecticut. And the caption was, you know, Commissioner Yormark is visiting ESPN. And it was a picture of the ESPN sign out of its outside of its headquarters. And I shared it on our X account. You can follow us there at Heartland_CS. And I just captioned it saying, surprised they don't put a plus on the end of that sign. And I added, if you know, you know. Because it seems like that's the only way there's any love for the Big 12 with ESPN now is if something airs on ESPN Plus, which is just absolutely insane. So that's where this conversation stands right now. Some of you asking about it, yes, we've got the Heartland College Sports hoodies that I am rocking here. I've got more merch coming in the next couple of days that you guys will be able to check out as well, trolling the SEC. But I know some of you have asked, and we are happy to be partnered with some great folks for our new merch. You can find it in the link to the show, or go to heartlandcollegesports.com and click on the shop tab at the top of the homepage, and you can search all the different options there. It's a great way to connect with us, and we appreciate you guys doing that and supporting us at Heartland College Sports. Also, look at that. Look at that Tumblr, baby. That's also available on the merch shop.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Evan asks, do you think K-State is in? Listen, they had 4 quad one wins the last couple of weeks. This game on Saturday had trap game written all over it. They had won 6 in a row, highly emotional games. Going on the road to BYU was a perfect setup to have that winning streak end. They're staying in the Salt Lake area. They got Utah on Monday night. They got to bounce back. Utah's coming off the win against Kansas, so Utah's going to be feeling itself a little bit, which is actually a good thing for K-State. But the thing for K-State is they can't really have any more slip-ups. They buried themselves in such a hole early in the season with some bad losses that they've got to make sure that they don't have any more bad losses. So you got to win at Utah, you got to beat Arizona State, and then you got UCF and Colorado. You got to win those two. At Cincinnati could be tricky, and then home to Iowa State. In a perfect world, you win the next 5, and Iowa State's a coin flip. And what does that put you at if you're Kansas State? That puts you at 12-8 in the Big 12, and that puts you at 18-13 going into the Big 12 tournament. If you can win 2 games, you're at 20. That's the best-case scenario for Kansas State, but this team has no margin for error. I doubt they're going to be in the next bracketology. I don't see that happening. I mean, they were in the next 4 out going into the game on Saturday. They lost to BYU. So I think they'll make it if they keep playing the basketball that we've seen them play for the last couple of weeks. But listen, they have been wildly inconsistent, but they were due on Saturday. They were absolutely due. So that's one thing that you know, you just got to admit if you're a K-State fan. Allen says, only watch ESPN if your school is playing. Well, listen, I've been doing that for years. But I think that's great advice. There's no reason to get your sports analysis or entertainment from CNN unless, or CNN. Shows you what I think about ESPN when I compared them and called them CNN. But there are so many shows like this where we will talk about the Big 12 and they just won't do it. And you can talk to us. That's the best part. I mean, ESPN's not going to do this. So alternative media in sports is obviously a huge part of the game right now. The whole reason ESPN overspends on the sports is to get you to watch their original content. The get-ups of the world, the first takes of the world, the PTIs of the world, Sports Center, whatever that even is anymore. I don't even know. But you keep coming to shows like this, and that's what matters. And that's why we would kindly ask that you subscribe and you share the show so we can keep growing and, you know, chipping away at some of the big boys out there. Now, you look around the Big 12 on Saturday, and Kansas was another team, and it's so funny. I'm sitting on the couch on Saturday night, and I forget what game it was I had on. I was bouncing around, and it was before the Kansas game started about an hour prior, so maybe it's 8 o'clock Central time. And they cut to Hunter Dickinson, and he's shooting free throws. You know, it's before the game. He's in his warm-ups. And I kid you not, I look at him, and I go, he just looks exhausted to me. Just looks tired. And I sprinkled a little something on Utah with the points, and I said, you know what, I just, nothing about, and listen, I'm not saying bet games based on how a guy looks shooting free throws an hour before it. That's not the moral of the story. The moral of the story is sometimes, you know, you get a little lucky. You see something, you get a feel for something, and you say, let's ride. And that's how I felt on Saturday when I looked at Hunter Dickinson in his warm-ups shooting free throws an hour before the game in Utah. And I'm like, this game's going to tip off at, you know, 9 o'clock his body clock time. He looks tired to me. KU's been wildly inconsistent. I don't trust them at all going into this game. They've been mediocre at best on the road. And I know Utah's not great by any stretch of the imagination, but they're not bad. And boy, did they put up a stinker on Saturday night. An absolute stinker in Salt Lake City. And now they've got to go to BYU for a Tuesday night matchup. So what's going on right now is K-State and KU are both in Utah. And they're basically rotating who they're playing. You had K-State play at BYU Saturday. They play Utah on Monday. KU played at Utah on Saturday. They play at BYU on Tuesday. So they're just flip-flopping. They're both staying out in Utah for a couple of days to get these two road games out of the way. So that's how the Big 12 scheduled it. That makes sense. That's cool, whatever. But my goodness, KU is now sitting there in the middle of the pack in the Big 12. They're 8-6. They're five games out of first place. This is in no way what we expect out of Kansas basketball. It is crazy how mid this KU team is this year. And I know a lot of people say, like, they just don't have that classic Kansas talent. Dickinson's a step down from the great KU big men. Dewan Harris is a step down from the great KU guards. That's true. But there's something between step down from those teams that competed for and played in Final Fours and won national championships and 8-6. And frankly, what is a pretty mediocre by Big 12 standards, Big 12 this year. Like, we're not at the point where KU should be losing to Utah, with all due respect to Utah, even though it's on the road, even though it's late on Saturday night. We're not there. There's not a big enough drop-off where a team with Dewan Harris, Hunter Dickinson, KJ Adams, Zeke Mayo, go down the list, should be losing games like they're losing at Utah. Fine. They're not the classic KU Final Four team. Okay, I understand that. But this is very different. What we're watching is completely different. This team is just a lost, floundering program right now is what they are. And that's what's got to make this very, very frustrating if you're a Kansas fan and you're trying to root for this team to make a deep run. Because right now they released the seeds on Saturday. The NCAA tournament released seeds. And Kansas was sitting there as a four seed in the Midwest. But I'm not convinced they're going to hang on to that, are you? I'm not. I mean, I'd love them to hang on to it. I'm not convinced that they're going to be able to do it. There's a lot of issues right now for the Jayhawks. They may be looking at a five seed when all is said and done. And if KU is looking at a five seed, and they're in this classic 5-12 game against, you know, a high-end mid-major, that is 5-12 upset written all over it in the first round. That's what it's going to look like for the Kansas Jayhawks. If this team continues to play as mediocre as it's been playing the last couple of weeks at this point, and I just don't know if Bill Self knows what to do with this team. I don't know if he can figure out this team the more I watch of it. because Bill Self has not forgotten how to coach basketball. You're hearing some fans get on Bill Self. I don't think it's a Bill Self problem. I just don't think he's got the right mix of guys. And you heard Christian Brown, former KU star, now in the NBA, say guys got to care about the front of the jersey. And this is the hard part about this current climate in college football and college basketball. Guys are looking for money. It's hard to get a feel for who actually cares about the name on the front of the chest. And the coaches are under such pressure to get the best players they can within the budget that they have that they're not really getting a feel for guys and who cares about the front of the chest and the name on it. That's what makes this difficult, all right? Makes it really, really tough. And Bill Self clearly is struggling with that to some degree. But the Big 12 right now, when you stack it up, it is Houston's to lose. They've got a tough game next Saturday at home against Iowa State. They then go to Texas Tech for a big Monday. But heck, they play KU and Baylor to wrap up the season. And yes, Baylor got itself a very good win on Saturday. But Baylor has just gotten so banged up this year. I can't say that that is a tough game right now for Houston. I just can't because of how injured this team has been throughout the year. And Arizona losing that game to Houston on Saturday felt like the final nail in the coffin to whatever was left in this Big 12 title race. Arizona's got to go to Baylor. That's for a big Monday game coming up. Then they have BYU, Utah, Iowa State. So this is a tough four-game stretch for Arizona. They wrap up the season at Kansas. So Arizona has a very difficult five games left of their final six, much tougher than Houston. Tech, meanwhile, at TCU, home to West Virginia, Houston, Kansas, back-to-back, Colorado, Arizona State. Not awful at all. But they've got to win out, which would include a win over Houston, and then hope Houston slips up somewhere else. And that's no easy task either. So Houston, as Alan writes, Houston, if they beat Tech, it's game, set, match. But even if Tech wins that game, there's got to be some help along the way. That's not enough. It's just not. So I hope that we have some juice these next couple of weeks. I am fearful that we won't. And that just means more games that ESPN can bury on ESPN Plus in this league. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad that you guys are here on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Thanks for joining us as always as a part of the show. We've got more great guests who are going to be coming your way in the days and weeks ahead. So we hope that you will subscribe to the channel right now. Yeah, it's right below you there on YouTube and also on the podcast. And if you leave, you know, can we get a couple of great reviews on Apple? We haven't got one of those in a couple of weeks, and I would love for you to drop one on there, and then sometimes we'll give you a shout-out on our Instagram stories. Follow us on Instagram at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. You can also find this Heartland College Sports hoodie linked in the description of the show. Check out the merch shop. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great rest of the day, and go Big 12.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.